continuing high school basketball coverage. Indianola boys fall to Dallas Center Grimes 64-55, joined by head coach Jeff Ebling. And coach, kind of the same thing as last time you played the Mustangs. All the stats are very similar. It just comes down to made shots.
Yeah, and, you know, got to give Dallas Center Grimes credit, especially Kyle Kaysen there. You know, he hit some big shots there down the stretch that, you know, just kind of kept us at arm's length. You know, I thought we had a couple of really good looks there late in the game from the corner. And, you know, they just didn't fall. And like I told the guys, you know, you hit one of those and that game is a complete different situation. Or you make this shot, you know, it's easy to, you know, look back and say that. But, you know, I thought our guys played hard. You know, DCG took advantage of us there in transition early in the first half. And I thought we did a bunch better job second half. They might have one or two, but it wasn't nearly what we saw in that first half. And, you know, we just got to continue to, you know, learn from these mistakes. And hopefully we can break through the ceiling here because, I mean, these guys, it feels like we're right there. We just got to find that last little piece to put together and kind of break through that ceiling. And, you know, once we do, you know, we're going to see some wins down the road here.
Well, I know DCG is a team that they're a good team. There is a reason why they're winning the Little Hawkeye Conference right now. And, you know, they haven't really dropped a game yet. And, you know, probably going to make a run in Class 4A playoffs. But anytime Indianola got close, it just felt like all the energy was sucked out of the room because they would come down and make a shot. And that's not really something that's quantifiable even, but their guys stepped up when they needed them to.
They did. And there's three seniors, you know, Tay Perrin and Kyle Kaysen and Zalata.
Yeah.
You know, all three of them, you know, made plays when they needed a play made. And, you know, you got to give them credit. That's also experience. You know, that's leadership. And, you know, it just didn't work out for us tonight. You know, it was weird. You watch Kyle out there play, and he doesn't do anything flashy, but he just gets to his spots. And, you know, he really took advantage of us there. And, we got a little bit of foul trouble earlier there in the first half, so, you know, we had to do some substitutions, and things were a little out of sorts a little bit, but I thought the guys that came in stepped in and did a great job. But, you know, Kaysen, when they needed a bucket, they just went to him, and we just had trouble stopping him tonight.
Our key player of the game was Bryant Ritchie off the bench, 12 points, and he's becoming quite the integral part of your rotation and your offense, trying to get him score more and more, and he has the confidence to not just be that sharpshooter from outside as well.
Well, and his shot selection has improved over the course of the season. You know, varsity, when you come from lower levels up to varsity, the speed of the game is just different. You know, guys are more athletic. They're a little bit quicker closing out, things like that. So he's starting to really kind of, you know, learn what is a really good, great shot for him and what we really need him to do. And tonight I thought he did an excellent job, you know, competing on the glass. You know, he works extremely hard. He was matched up with Kaysen there a few times in the post, and I thought he did a great job defending that. But, you know, he did a great job, and I just wish we could have made a few more shots, kind of, you know, get past that, I guess you can say ceiling again. But, you know, we're just going to have to watch the film, learn from it, and get ready for a really good Pella team on the road on Tuesday.
I'll go back to the Indians' defense here tonight. It felt like a lot of possessions was 32 seconds of great defense, and then at the end, guys maybe losing their guy or anticipating the wrong thing. And again, that's a lot of that is experience, but how much have you seen as growth on this defense in order to get that full 35 on the shot clock and get that kind of full possession and stop, you know, teams like DCG from getting that easy bucket late?
Well, no high school kid wants to play defense for 35 seconds. Excuse me. Sorry. But, you know, I thought we did pretty, you know, a really good job. But, again, the experience of Dallas Center Grimes knowing, hey, you know, late in the shot clock, can I back cut here? Can I take advantage of, you know, maybe being a little bit aggressive there because we know the shot clock's rolling down, you know, things like that. There's times we were looking through our defense stats where we were getting stops, but every time we seemed to get a stop, we couldn't get a bucket. And every time we seemed to score a bucket, they seemed to score a bucket, and we just really couldn't get, you know, I guess you say the opposites to attract there a little bit for. So we just have to continue to, you know, keep working here. You know, next week is a big week. You know, three games, two on the road. You know, we still have, you know, five games regular season here that, hey, these are all, I mean, every game we've played so far, we've gone in feeling, hey, these are winnable games. We just got to, you know, make sure we play well for all 32 minutes. And, you know, we can't have, you know, little lapses, things like that. And it's better than it was last year, but we need to be a little bit better now to hopefully get these wins over the next 2 weeks before we go into tournament play. But these guys, they'll get some rest tomorrow, and we'll come back in on Sunday, get ready for Pella, and hopefully come out there. And, you know, a tough place to play in Pella, but it's always fun. Always great atmosphere, so we're going to make sure we're ready to go, and I know these guys will be ready to go.
Final thoughts on a 55 defeat to Dallas Center Grimes tonight on senior night, and a quick word about this senior class as well.
Well, first of all, if I did my math correct, I think DCG at least got a share of the conference title.
Yes,
so congrats.
Should have two games left, and the only team that can catch them is Pella with two losses.
So, you know, congrats to them at least getting a share of the Little Hawkeye. You know, this conference is never easy to get, so anytime you win a championship, Coach Rankin did a great job, so congrats to them. But, you know, the senior class, this is my first senior class. These guys were freshmen my first year here, so this is my first year of seeing the, you know, 4 years of kids go through. So, you know, watching, you know, we had, I believe, 8 seniors honored, and we had 5 managers that were honored. And, you know, they all are phenomenal kids, high character kids. Parents are great. And, you know, we're going to miss them. You know, it's going to be weird. It's always weird, especially that first time where the seniors leave and, you know, it's got the underclassmen coming back. And it's like, well, we're so-and-so. Oh, yeah, they're not here anymore. You know, and just it's always, you know, kind of hard to watch them. But we also know that, and they know this, that they're always welcome back here. They're part of the family. And, you know, we wish them the best and, you know, whatever they decide to do. So one last thing here. I want to, since you threw out a birthday to your wife, today is my wife's birthday.
Oh, congratulations to Coach Ebling. Happy birthday.
Erin Ebling, I won't say her age, but it is her birthday. And usually she always has to spend time in the gym with me because, well, it's always during this time of season. So just want to wish her happy birthday as well.
Happy birthday to Coach Ebling as well. So thanks to you, Coach Ebling.